life. God's been so good to us. Let's pray, and we're going to get started this morning. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord, for just loving us. Father, we thank you for this awesome privilege to be able to assemble with you this morning. Father, many churches are unable to even meet together, Lord, and I just praise you that you still allow us the opportunity and this great privilege to come together this morning. Father, thank you for this great crowd that I'm looking across this morning and seeing. Lord, I pray that you'll move this morning, Lord. I pray that you'll answer some questions, that you'll move in our hearts and lives today as we seek you and as we humbly bow before you this morning. Father, I do ask you today, Lord, that you would move through the presence and the praise of your people this morning, that your mighty presence would just overcome this place, Lord. Lord, it would overcome Cedar Shoals here on this area we're in. It would overcome our community. It would overcome our nation. It would overcome our world as we seek a holy and almighty God during this difficult time and crisis in our lives. Father, you protect your people as only you can. You minister to us, you strengthen us, and you touch us as only you are able to do, Father. Father, we love you and we trust you for all that you're going to do in these coming days. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, Cedar Shoals. Good morning. God is good. Amen. Can you hear me? All right. Well, I didn't hear an amen. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, good. That's good. That'll do it. Hope for the Lord. It is so good to see so many come out this morning for church at the Shoals, drive-in church at the Shoals. We're going to get started. So would you all just join in with us? You've got the papers, so join in with us as we sing this morning.
told you.
All right, we're just going to continue on worshiping the Lord this morning. Amen. Would you join in with us, please?
Take my place.
This time we're going to begin with have our offering time. So we're going to move into our song, As It Is in Heaven, I believe is the name of our offering song that we're going to sing. So I'll ask Miss Tracy and the praise team to lead us in that.
This morning, I noticed the cars are driving by real slow, and they're saying, hey, they're not supposed to be inside that church being together that many people. They don't know we figured out a way to worship our God. Amen. We figured out a way where there's a will, there's a way. And Cedar Shoals members, we wanted to worship the Lord so bad. That we figured out a way with God's help, we did. So join in us with our offering song. We haven't done this one in a while, but you'll remember.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you.
Here I am.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether loving, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
King of all days.
King of all days, oh so high.
Pastor Shane.
Amen. What a beautiful song as we come together today to worship Almighty God. As we come together to draw closer to Him during this time in our life and in our walk. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties that we're having. It's out of our control. We're working on it. Pelham's working very hard on it. And we take just a second and stop for just a moment. You know, this week's been a difficult week with all that's been going on, with the crisis of all that's happening. And can I tell you today that no matter through all the chaos, as we sung just a moment ago, in all the chaos, we serve a holy and almighty God who takes care of us. We serve a holy and almighty God who is able to take care of us in all things. This morning, as we get ready to pass the offering plates here in just a second, I want you to know that Almighty God is with us. That God loves us. He's right there in the midst of this battle that we're raging in our lives right now through the coronavirus, through the quarantines, the shutdowns, all this happening. Almighty God is right here with us. And I'm so glad that God is faithful through it all in our lives. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you and I praise you this morning. Father, through all the chaos that's going on in our lives, Lord, I just thank you that Almighty God is still there. Father, I thank you that you're still in place, that you're still in charge, that none of this has caught you off guard. Father, that you, we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are in control of all things. And Father, we just ask that your mighty hands be upon us. Father, we ask that you would just take care of us through each and every step of our walk and our life with you. Father, we do humbly thank you for this offering that we're about to take. Father, you know, Lord, that even in during times of crisis, Lord, ministry and work does not stop. Father, I pray that you would just be faithful through all that you're going to do. Lord, be faithful to your people. Lord, be faithful to your people as they give, as they serve, as they walk, as they tell others about Jesus during this time. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just minister to us like never before. Father, use this offering to the upbuilding of your kingdom. And Father, that we may see many come and know you in these coming days. In Jesus' precious holy name we all say, amen. Thank you. now we're able to hear on 88.1. If you're hearing me, would you just beep your horn? All right. If you're not able to hear me, beep your horn. All right. All right. Take your Bible with me to Habakkuk chapter 3 this morning. Habakkuk chapter 3 this morning. As I said, this week's been a tough week and it's been a hard week. I've had several this week ask me, how can we trust God in the middle of all that's going on, Shane? Shane, it's been difficult with coronavirus, with losing my job because of the economy and all that's going on right now. Shane, I'm in despair. And Shane, how in the world in this moment can I trust God? And as I prayed about it, as I looked through God's word this week, God led me to Habakkuk chapter 3. And as I looked through chapters 1 and chapter 2, God just really showed me that Habakkuk really was dealing with a lot of the same fears and issues and just hurt that we're dealing with right now in our lives. Habakkuk here is the prophet of Almighty God. He comes to God and he sees his people are in trouble. They're hurting. Judgment is about to fall on them. The Chaldeans are coming to do battle against them. And the Chaldeans were very ruthless people, very violent, very mean people. In chapter 1, Habakkuk comes to God and he begins to bring a complaint to Almighty God. He begins to complain to God and say, God, I'm upset, I'm confused, I'm afraid, because he sees that God is going to use a wicked and vile people through the Chaldeans to come to judge his holy people for their sins. The Chaldeans, they were brutal to their enemies. They were wicked and sinful and vile people. Habakkuk did not understand why God was going to do and use such a wicked people to come and bring judgment upon his people there in Judah because of their sins. Because of what was coming and what was going on, Habakkuk felt that God did not care and did not love his people in this moment. Habakkuk here is dealing with his own self. He's looking internally and saying, God, I just don't think this is right. And God, I think you're hurting us through a wicked people who is more vile and wicked than we are. And then in chapter 2, God begins to respond to Habakkuk in an awesome and powerful way. He tells Habakkuk that he does love them, that he does care about them, and that he was going to take care of his people, that he was going to be there for the needs in their life and to meet them and to work in mighty ways through their lives, but that he was going to use the Chaldeans as the instrument of judgment upon the people of Judah for their sin. Habakkuk did not understand why God would use that such a wicked and vile people, such a corrupt and ruthless people, to judge his holy people. In Habakkuk's mind, Habakkuk doesn't think this is fair. Habakkuk's upset with God. He's mad with God. He's upset that God is allowing such a vile and wicked thing to happen to his people. And then we come to chapter number 3, and we begin to see one of the most powerful passages unfold with Habakkuk and Habakkuk's life. In chapter 3, we see a change begin to happen in Habakkuk. It's nothing externally is changing. Still the Chaldeans are coming. Still judgment is going to fall, and still judgment is going to happen. But inside of Habakkuk, we begin to see a change in him begin to happen. So how did Habakkuk go from a place of confusion and fear, of worry, to a place of faith, trust, and confidence in a holy and almighty God in this trying and tough time that they were in and they were dealing with? I believe there's three things that we begin to see in this passage that unfolds that I believe God wants us to understand in the crisis that we're going through today in our lives. First, we need to remember what God has done for me and you. We need to remember what God has done for us. A holy and almighty God has done miracles and mighty works through us and in our lives each and every day. This morning, he's allowed us to wake up and to come to God's holy house to worship a holy and almighty God in spirit and in truth. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 through 2 says this. This is the prayer of Habakkuk the prophet. Lord, I have heard the news about you. I am amazed at what you have done. Lord, do great things once again in our time. Make those things happen again in our own days. Habakkuk begins to understand and he remembers what God has done in the past. He remembers all the amazing things God has done for the children of Israel, all the mighty miracles. He remembers all the great powerful things Almighty God has done and the mighty power of God that has protected them, has taken care of them and seen them through every single crisis in their life. But he also remembers the great glory of Almighty God that has been displayed, the work of Almighty God in and through his people. And Habakkuk now begins to turn to God and he begins to see God here in a different way. He begins to understand that Almighty God is still in control. And now Habakkuk begins to ask God. He says, God, I want you to do it again in verse number 2. God, I want to see your power, your glory, your moving begin to move again in my land, in my people. God, we need to see an outpouring today in America, in our world today, from you, of your power and your glory today. Then we come to verses 3 through 15 in chapter 3, and Habakkuk begins to share about all of what God has done. And out of remembering what God has done for his people, his heart begins to be changed. And now no longer is he confused, no longer is he upset with God, but now he begins to have that confidence in Almighty God. He begins to understand that Almighty God is still in control in all things. And most importantly, he understands that God loves his people and God is going to take care of his people even in the midst of judgment and crisis that may be falling upon his people. Habakkuk is asking for what all of us are in need of today. An outpouring of the power and presence of an almighty, holy God in our lives and in America today. We need to see God move and bring about a great awakening that the lost will see their need for Jesus and turn to him for salvation and faith in him today. But also Christians stand in need today of seeing God move in our lives and bring about a great revival that fuels and flames the consuming fire of Almighty God inside of us. And that consuming fire of Almighty God then causes us to move into real service, real work for a holy and almighty God in the days that we're in today. In tough times, we must remember what God has already done and how he's been faithful to me and you through it all. No matter what we've gone through, God is faithful to us. A holy and almighty God is still on the scene. He's not asleep. He's not on vacation. He didn't get caught off guard by this crisis that we're in now. Almighty God knows and understands that we stand in need of his help and his direction during this time in our lives. In tough times, we must always remember what God has already done and his faithfulness to us in the past of all that's happened in our life. I want you to know today, yesterday was a tough day for me and my family. It was 1 year since my dad passed away yesterday. And yesterday was a hard day for us. It's a hard day for me to go by the grave and to see the grave where my dad was at, where the body was placed, but knowing that he's no longer in that grave, knowing that today he's in the very presence of a holy and almighty God, that he's there in heaven with him, gives peace and comfort this morning to know no matter what crisis or problem we go through, Almighty God is there for his children. What presence and what peace that gives in our life to know God has not forgot about us because God loves us. Secondly, we need to trust what God is doing. We need to trust what God is doing. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but I will still be glad in the Lord. I will rejoice in God, my Savior. Habakkuk accepted and trusted God that he had a great purpose and a great plan for what was going on and what was going to be coming against his people. He knew that God was still in control, even when everything looked out of control in his day. In this crisis, we have to accept that it is God's perfect will and that God knows what its perfect intended purpose is about this coming of this coronavirus. We have to know that God is still in control even when everything around us looks like it's out of control. This did not catch God off guard. It did not catch him sleeping. It did not catch him off guard in any way. God knew exactly what was going to happen, exactly what was going to do, and God was in control of it all. We have to trust that God knows what he is doing, and he knows the work that he needs to bring about through this crisis, that God has a perfect plan and a perfect purpose through all that is going on in our world. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, are the called according to his purposes." What good can God bring out of this crisis that me and you are in right now? What good can happen from this? What good can come out of it? I want to give you three things that I believe are great things God wants to bring out of this crisis that we're in right now. First is to open the eyes of the lost to their need for Jesus Christ. Reports are coming in from churches all over America that they have seen more people come to know Jesus through their online services in the last 3 weeks than they have in decades sitting in their sanctuaries having service. I want to repeat that. Reports are coming in today all over America today that churches are seeing more people come to know Jesus Christ on the online services that they are having right now than they have had in decades in their sanctuary in the last decades. God is moving right now in a mighty way. God is using this crisis to open up the eyes of those who are lost, and he is drawing them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in this time of crisis. God is using this crisis to open their eyes that they may see their great need for Jesus Christ. Now is the time for Christians to reach out to others and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that are hurting. Now is the time for me and you as Christians to be sharing Jesus with all people. Now is the time for us to be reaching out to those that are hurting the most right now. Now is an opportunity God is opening for us. He's opening doors that never have been opened before to us to share Jesus Christ with some people. Now in the middle of this crisis, they are tender-hearted. They are ready to hear the word of God. They are ready to hear from us about the life-changing peace that me and you have in Jesus Christ. People are seeking and looking for answers. And they are open to hearing the gospel. And it's time for me and you as Christians to stand up and to share our faith with all others today. Second, is God uses crisis to grow us in our maturity and our faith in him. God uses these crises to help refine us, to help purify us, to help transform us, to be more like Jesus Christ in our walk with him. The Word of God talks about that refiner's fire. And I don't know if you've ever gone in and seen how they make gold and how they refine gold and silver and other metals. What they do is they put it in a big vat that is heated and heated and heated until the metal that's inside of it becomes a molten metal. That gold that is placed inside that pit there, as it is heated and heated to 3,000, 4,000 degrees, what happens is all the impurities of that gold begin to rise to the top of that gold. And then there's a Swiffer, in essence, that comes across and sweeps all of that impurities off of that. And they keep heating it and heating it. And as more impurities rise to the top, they're pushed away from that gold into a box that collects all of that impurities. During these times of crisis, God is doing that to me and you. In essence, what he's doing is turning up that fire a little bit more in our lives. He's heating us up a little bit more to purify what is inside of us. I truly believe right now God is bringing about a purification in his people, the chosen people of Almighty God, those who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, those who are saved. God is trying to bring about purity, refinement inside of us today that changes who we are, that calls us to a deeper walk with Jesus Christ. Third, God is using the crisis to strengthen our faith. As we trust God and depend on him through this crisis, God uses our faith to strengthen and grow us in our walk with him. He is deepening our walk and our relationship to a holy and almighty God through the crisis that me and you are in right now. Why? As me and you depend on a holy God for all that we go through, as we're walking through this fire, God shows himself faithful in our walk, in our life, and that deepens our faith in him. That we know without a shadow of a doubt, God, I can trust you to take care of all things. Can I ask you, are you like Habakkuk in your life right now? Maybe in your life you're saying, God, this ain't fair to me. God, what I'm going through right now is unfair. God, my life has been put on hold. My family's been put on hold. My job's been put on hold. God, I don't know where my next meal is going to come from because I have no money coming in. But can I tell you, through it all, God is still faithful. Every trial, every crisis me and my family have ever been through, without job or whatever, with a job, God has been faithful to meet every need in our lives and in my life as a pastor. I've not missed many meals, you can tell by looking at me. I'm healthy and over healthy today. Why? Because God has been faithful even in my unfaithfulness to him. Almighty God has still been faithful to his children. Because God loves me and you. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, Shane, I'm finding it hard to trust God during this time. Because I feel like God's being unfair to me. Or I feel like, man, God just isn't taking care of me. Or maybe God doesn't love me right now. Maybe I'm at the end of my faith, Shane. And Shane, my faith is so weak. And because I've walked away from God. Or because I'm not walking where I should be with him. This is a call for me and you to come back to him today. This crisis in our life is a call for us to turn to a holy and almighty God this morning and allow God to be our dependency today. Christ has always revealed that we are dependent upon him for all things. Have you gotten to a time of desperation in your life yet? Have you really gotten dependent on him because you got desperate on him? Till you get desperate for him, you'll never truly depend on Almighty God like you need to. And maybe what God's trying to tell each and every one of us in our life today is that he's taken away everything that we have in America right now. So America will become dependent upon Almighty God this morning. He's taken away jobs. He's taken away health. He's taken away financial means. He's taken away the stock market. He's taken away everything we depend on in America today. Why? Because we are not seeking a holy and almighty God with all of our lives. We don't want God in America. We've tried to push God out of everything in America. We pushed him out of our schools. We pushed him out of our government. We've even pushed him out of our homes in America today. And that even goes for most Christian homes. We push God out. God's a secondary thought in most of our homes in America today. Even of those who claim to be Christians. Maybe what God's trying to do in America today is he's trying to turn me and you back to a holy God so God can begin to move radically in our lives this morning. So God can begin to use us radically for what's coming down the road in lives of those who are lost without Jesus Christ. Try to turn them back to a Savior today that stands in need. They stand in need of this morning. I truly believe God is trying to purify his bride right now, the bride of Christ. I believe the hardships that we've been going through during this time, God is trying to purify his bride this morning. That his bride would be a pure, white, and holy, righteous, pure bride before him as Jesus Christ truly is. My example and your example this morning is Jesus Christ. And as a child of God, we should look like Jesus. Others, when they look at me and you, should not see me and you. They should see Jesus coming out of us. If they're not seeing Jesus, God is trying to refine us and purify us so that we may be an example and a showplace of who Jesus truly is today. Point number three I want you to see this morning. We must remember God loves us. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God has proven his love for me and you. He sent his only son, Jesus, to give his life for us, that whosoever turns to him shall be saved. Not might be saved, not may be saved. Might be saved, and then you lose it. He has sent his son, Jesus, for us, that all may be saved forever through Jesus Christ. So how can we go from a place of confusion, fear, and worry to a place of faith, trust, and confidence in Almighty God? First, we must remember what all the things that God has done for me and you. We've got to remember all the things God has done in our lives, how God has brought salvation in our life, how God has provided for us each and every day, how God has given us breath for the day that we're in today, how God has met every need and miracle and worked in our lives. We must remember those things. Second, we must trust that God is still in control and that he is bringing about his perfect plan in our lives and in the world today. God was not caught off guard by this. God is still in control. Even in the chaos of this world we're in right now, God is still in control today. That ought to give us peace and hope this morning that Almighty God's going to bring about his perfect will and plan through all of this. Thirdly, we must remember that God loves us so much that he proved his love and he gave his only son Jesus to die for our sins, that whosoever turns to Jesus shall be saved. That is how we go from a place of confusion and fear and worry to a place of faith, trust, and confidence in a holy and almighty God in tough times. Hold on to the Lord. He is faithful and he will help and guide you through every tough time that you're involved in. First, we remember what God's done for us. Second, we trust God that God is still in control and he'll bring about his intended purpose through this crisis. And then thirdly, we remember that God loves us. Can I tell you, on those three foundations right there, we can stand with Almighty God. We can weather the storms of life that come our way, knowing that Almighty God is always there. What God has done in the past, he can do in the future. Habakkuk's crying out to God right here, and he's saying, God, I want you to do what you did before. God, it's time for the world to see the great moving of Almighty God. God, it's time for the world to see your glory and power displayed. It's time today for God's people to humbly bow before God, to get right from our wickedness, and turn back to a holy God as he purifies his bride, that we may be the pure example of who God and Jesus Christ truly are, that this world may see who they are today. That this world may see who Jesus is and may turn to him for salvation and faith today before it's everlasting too late. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads right where you are this morning with me. Right where you are this morning, no one looking around. Maybe you're here this morning and maybe you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe this morning you're struggling because you don't know Jesus Christ. And you're lost without him. And because you're lost without him, you're hurting. You're in trouble. Your life is falling apart this morning. And you feel like the chaos and the crisis of what all's going on is about to take you under. Can I tell you, Jesus stands ready with his arms open wide for you this morning. He says, come to me, and I'll make you whole. Come to me and I'll heal you. Come to me and I'll give you salvation and faith and I'll change your life forever radically with me. If you're here this morning for the first time, you realize this morning you're lost without Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray a simple prayer this morning. And I'm just going to ask you to repeat that prayer to yourself in your heart, meaning it with all of your heart. If you want to ask Jesus into your heart this morning, dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, which means I've done things that are wrong. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me this morning of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart today and save me. Jesus, I ask you to help me in the days to come to live as the child of God you've called me to be. Lord, help me to be an example, a pure, righteous, holy example of who Jesus truly is to a lost and hurting world. Jesus, thank you for saving me this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. I'm going to ask you, if that's you and you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you just to simply raise your hand. I may be able to see, I may not be able to see. I see that hand. Any others this morning? What I'm going to ask you to do is, after our service is over, I'm going to ask you, if you prayed that prayer, to come talk to me for just a moment. All right? I want to talk to you for a moment. Second part of our prayer this morning, second part of our invitation, is maybe you're a child of God, maybe you're saved this morning, but you have not been the example God has called you to be. You have not been walking faithfully with Him day in and day out. You've not been reading His Word and studying His Word. You've not been praying daily with Him. You've not been sharing Jesus Christ with others this morning. And today it's a call to you and me to boldly stand up and be the child of God God has called us to be. It's a call for me and you to radically be the child of God God has saved and changed today. To be the lighthouse for this world who stands in need of Jesus Christ more than it's ever stood in need of Him before. Today's a call for us to bow before a holy God and ask for His forgiveness and ask for His help and His grace to make us the men and women of God He's called us to be. If that's you this morning, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you were to say this morning, "Shane, I need you to pray for me that God would get a hold of my heart and God would turn me back to where He needs me to be, that I would be the example that He's called me to be to this world, and that I would stand up and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a hurting and dying world today." If that's you, I'm going to ask you just to simply raise your hand this morning. I see those hands. Any others? I see those hands. Any others? I see all of those hands. Any more this morning? I see those. Any more? Amen. I'm right there with you this morning. I'm right there with you. Father God, You've seen these hands that have gone up. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that You would so burden our hearts, Lord. Lord, that right now You would so deeply burden us for You and for Jesus Christ. Father, and for the lost that are around us this morning. Father, that our heart's desire would be that we would turn to You in all everything in our lives. Father, thank You for the salvation that You've given us in the past. Father, may we walk today in that salvation and that hope and in that faith today. May we walk today in the fullness of Your salvation. Father, may we be the lighthouse for You in a world that's hurting and dying, a world that's hurting and it's confused, a world that has no confidence right now. Father, may we walk in the peace of Almighty God. May we walk in the assurance of Almighty God. May we walk through faith in You like never before. Father, may we become the bold witness for You that You've called us to be. Father, may we not take any longer for granted the faith that we have in Jesus Christ and the salvation that Jesus has given to us. May we walk no longer in being ashamed of that faith, but may we become bold in this day that we're in right now, Father. Father, thank You for this great opportunity that You've opened for us. Father, people are seeking. They're looking for help right now. And Father, we have the help that they need, the peace that passes all understanding. Father, we have exactly what they're longing for today. May we as Your people be an example of that. May we as Your people go tell others about You, Lord, before it's everlasting too late in their life. Father, thank You for crises that come in our life at times. Father, I hate the crisis, but Lord, I praise You for the opportunity that You bring, Lord, to open people's eyes. The crisis that also brings maturity in my walk as I walk in dependency upon You and faith in You. Father, as You grow me and deepen us in the walk with You that we have, Father, thank You for that. Father, help us in the days to come to be the men and women of God we need to be. Father, help us to walk boldly with You like never before. And Father, thank You today for loving us. Help us to be what You want us to be in these coming days. Lord, thank You for all that assembled here this morning. Father, I praise You for each and every one of them. I pray Your hands be upon them. I pray Your hand of protection upon them in the days to come. Father, I pray for Shorty and I pray for Sammy Joe and the family right now. With the loss of their sister, Lord, I pray You'd strengthen them. Father, the funeral's tomorrow, Lord, and I just ask, Lord, that Almighty God would move in a radical way in their lives right now, that You would wrap Your loving arms around them, hold them tight, and allow them to know that Almighty God is still in charge and in control, Father, in their lives. Thank you for what you're going to do in the coming days, Lord. Lord, be with your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to thank you this morning for coming out. I know it's been a rough day. I know it's been a rough week in many of our lives. But I do want to say thank you that Almighty God loves you. And what a blessing it is this morning to know that God loves us and that God is faithful no matter what we're going through. Thank you for being here this morning. We're going to continue this until we're allowed to be back in the sanctuary. I truly believe this week we're probably going to see our governor put a quarantine on our state. North Carolina's quarantine goes in tomorrow at 5 p.m. And we're about 3 days behind North Carolina and North Carolina's governor right now. So by about Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, we're probably going to see our governor put that in place. As of yesterday, he passed an executive order giving DHEC extended powers to be able to do what needs to be done with this crisis. And so we're going to probably see this happen. But I want you to know, as long as we're permitted, we're going to assemble right here. But we are working on some things when it push comes to shove that we're going to be able to broadcast it over the internet for you. Right now, if you'll go to our website and you'll go under sermon tab there, click on it, you're going to be able to see our sermons if you're not able to be here on Sunday right now. Last Sunday's is on there. This Sunday's will be uploaded there. And from now on, we'll be doing that. Once they quarantine us, then it'll be a short deal that'll be on the internet each Sunday for you to be able to see, for you to be able to worship in your home with. I'm praying we don't come to that. But if we do, we're going to do what we have to do to continue to get the Word of God out to our people and those around the world for the sake of Jesus Christ. I love you. I love each and every one of you. And my desire is for God to protect you, but my desire is for God to raise you up during this time to be the warriors for Christ that He's called us to be, to be the men and women of God He's called us to be those who not only seek Him, but those who share Jesus Christ with a lost and dying world. You're His mouthpiece. What are you doing with your mouth today for Him? What are you doing with your life today for Jesus? Today is the day that they need us more than ever. Thank you for coming this morning. We've kept you a little longer than we wanted to, but I think God's been honored with it. You have a great afternoon, and if you need me for any reason, you please contact me this week. I love you. You have a great rest of your week. God bless each of you. You're dismissed. I don't know how good that's going to be. Those papers get flat.